It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Hey, welcome back to Money for Lunch. It's a pleasure to be back. I was just talking to my first guest, and it's we're just both talking about it's good to be back. You know, it's it really is nice to take a vacation, and I thoroughly enjoy holidays and spending time with the family. It's just kind of weird, you know, to disconnect for 2 or 3 weeks and then trying to reconnect. Does that make sense? So I was explaining to him, I'm still under the fog of the holidays, trying to, you know, it's like, starting over again. However, one of the things that we have been talking about this week is goals. Where are you on your goals? Have you written them down? Are they clear? Are they measurable? Come on, you know you have to have goals. You know, one of the great things I love about marketing is that marketing is all about goals. You set a goal, you got to measure, you got to see the response. You can measure everything about marketing. And very much like, you know, you should be able to do with most of your goals, right? Now, I know that some goals, it's a little bit difficult to do that because maybe they're not as tangible. For example, for years, one of my goals was to have more patience. And it's sometimes very difficult to measure more patience. So when you have a situation like that, it does make a little bit of a challenge, but not impossible, right? Anyway, I want you to think about your goals. I want you to have them written down, and I want you to be committed enough to review your goals on a regular basis, if not every day. You have to be that crazy, over the top committed, or, you know, then goals don't really become meaningful. All right. Speaking of marketing, my first guest, regular contributor, Sam Waterfall. Sam Waterfall is the founder and expert consultant at Obvious Marketing, and specializes in creating practical marketing growth strategies for ambitious growth businesses around the world. His clients include O2, Virgin, L'Oreal. He has been featured by the major global media, from Google News, ABC, Fox, CBS, NBC, and USA to the Times. ET Now in India, as well as Indonesia's prestigious SWA Marketing Magazine. Sam Waterfall is featured almost everywhere. He's an in-demand speaker. Sam has chaired conferences and inspired audiences worldwide. He has delivered keynote addresses and masterclasses in over 50 countries on 5 continents. Wherever he speaks, his purpose is always to inspire confidence, encourage new progress, and action from his audience. Sam Waterfall, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Bert, thank you very much. Great to be back, and Happy New Year to you.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you. It's good to be back, absolutely. And let's talk about this, because, you know, you're a marketing consultant, and so I want to ask you this straight off the bat. Why did you call your business Obvious Marketing?
Sure, it's a good question, and one that I get asked a lot, actually, because people tend to think that, isn't that obvious? And my answer to everyone who asks is, it's really not obvious. And what I find is that too many business owners are so close to their business that they really think that just because they understand what they do, that they assume everyone else does, they think it makes sense to them as well. But Obvious Marketing is about helping ambitious business owners and entrepreneurs and individuals to tell their story better so it's clearer to the people who would be their customers or their prospects.
Right. And let me ask you this. Do you find this, because I know, again, you work with hundreds of businesses, thousands of businesses possibly over these 5 continents. Do you find that sometimes, like you were saying, business owners, because they assume that everybody knows what they do, that they really don't think they have to advertise. They think that they're going to grow their business by word of mouth. Do you find that myth pretty common?
I guess sometimes people think that they just think that what they're doing makes sense because it makes sense to them, that they think it
sure.
really would make sense to everyone else. And it's sometimes they're spending their money on the wrong kind of advertising. It just doesn't make sense. Some of the worst kinds of mistakes that I see is where you've got an entrepreneur who's very passionate, very educated themselves, and they're seeing a long way into the future in terms of science or the product they've created, maybe the service they've created. And what makes huge sense to them as a very educated, you know, very specialist knowledge just is leaving the rest of us, you know, in the dark. We've got no idea what they're talking about. And so as a market, I always think about that sort of curve of knowledge, thinking about, you know, who knows about this yet? And is there really a market that understands this? Has it trended far enough into the marketplace to be understood? It's so important. And if it hasn't reached
yes.
that sort of critical level of awareness yet, it needs to be broken down into a more simple idea so that people can start to understand it. So I often find that these very committed business owners who've created products and services, they're ahead of their time. It's not that it's a bad idea. It's just that they didn't get the timing right or they were speaking in a way that's too complicated. So that's why we try to make it more obvious.
Yes, I like that, obvious. It's such a great, great name, obvious marketing. I love it. Hey, let's talk about this. You have, I'll just say you published or republished a book. You've launched a book that has content that's like 100 years old. Talk about this.
Sure. Well, you might be wondering why I'm sort of dusting off a 100-year-old book, but I'm actually
yeah.
very excited about bringing this one back into the mind of business owners and entrepreneurs. Yes, it's true. I have just launched this new ebook, but I didn't even write most of it. In fact, the main story was published right the way back in 1916, but it's actually been called The Best Marketing Book You've Never Read. And it's actually a story called Obvious Adams. It's the story of a successful businessman by Robert R. Updegraff. And it's such a great story. In fact, the book tells you how an ordinary boy grew up to be the most demanded mind in advertising. And it explains his simple approaches and how they often beat the elaborate methods and actually drive more sales by, guess what, being obvious. So when I found this, it was a perfect fit for my business. And so it's made a lot of sense to me. It's made a lot of sense over that 100 years to thousands and thousands of other business owners. So I'm now looking to share that story with the world of business.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, so I have to ask you, with a name like Obvious Adams, was that the original name of the character, Obvious Adams?
It was. It wasn't the name that he was born with, but he was actually called Obvious Adams by the owner of the advertising agency. So it sort of struck the guy who was in charge of the agency. This is part of the story. After he'd spotted how this simple lad, as he was at the time, had moved into his agency and actually solved things better than some of his finest copywriters. And he said, it's just about spotting that darned obvious. And so often, you know, we're looking for multimedia, multifaceted, multidimensional marketing campaigns, when actually what we should be looking for is the obvious.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, it's interesting too, Sam, that sometimes the obvious isn't so obvious. Like you said, when a business owner is so close to their business, they don't see what is obvious or what should be obvious. And so I'm saying that because if a business owner is listening and they're going, well, I think I'm doing the obvious, well, maybe they're not, and they just need to get an opinion from somebody else. They need to get a second set of eyes to look at what they're doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's precisely how I'm helping my clients these days. And in fact, this new version of the book, what I've done, of course, I've taken this old story, But I've packaged that together with my own insights from that global experience that I've been developing working with entrepreneurs and business owners around the world. And what I've done, of course, I've distilled the major problems where I see people are missing the obvious time after time. And that's what I've added in alongside the original content. So, of course, you still get the original story unchanged. But alongside that, what I've put in there is my views on how we can actually avoid the mistakes. What are we missing by not seeing through that wood for the trees? What are we actually missing there? What do we need to change? And that's really what I've added into this book.
Okay, and so you can download it for free at obviousmarketing.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Obviousmarketing.com. You can go there and you can download Sam's book, and it's the best marketing book you've never read. And it's a story about Obvious Adams, is a successful businessman. And the author, the original author, is Robert Updegraff. Is that right? Updegraff?
That's right. Robert R. Updegraff.
Robert R. Updegraff. And how long is this book?
Oh, well, this is the best bit. You know, we're all busy in business, right? So we don't have time for reading sort of huge tomes. This one's about 40 pages long. So it's so short, but it's amazing. The message is timeless and powerful. And in 40 pages, it'll stop you in your tracks.
Excellent, excellent. And then I also understand that you have this available as an audio as well.
Yeah, exactly. If you're busy and you want to listen along in your car or while you're driving or while you're working out or running or something like that, we've got the audio book. You know, I'm so excited because I'd heard a previous version of this on audio, and I'm so excited because you know how sometimes you hear someone reading? Well, I met Eric Conger, and he was reading another audiobook, and I was so excited to reach out to him as a professional narrator and get him to actually voice this book. And you know what? He has brought Obvious Adams to life. And I was so excited because I knew this character from about the last 10 years as I'd been reading and rereading this book. But honestly, Eric Conger has brought this character to life. So I really recommend the audio version. It's a fabulous way of hearing this age-old story and getting the lessons from it as well. And that's actually going to be launching on Audible, on iTunes, and on Google Play from next week. But if anybody wants a copy right now, they can email me and I'll send them the original version. Just email me, sam@obviousmarketing.com.
sam@obviousmarketing.com. You get a free copy of the audiobook. And then you can also go to the website and get a free audio get a free copy of the book. Now, this is what this is what I like to do, Sam. I like to do both, and because you know, if it's a good book, and I'm taking your word because I know that you're a pretty smart marketer. You know, it's only 40 pages, so you could probably read it fairly easily and quickly. But I like to read it, and then I like to hear it. Because it sinks deeper into my psychic, right? I psyche, and I can learn it. I can master these lessons. It's not. I'm saying this to everybody. Not only go and get the book, but get the audio and just learn the lessons, and then you can apply them to your business. Because listening to it once or reading it once is not enough.
Absolutely true. I'm the same. You know, I have so many audiobooks where I've also got the original book, and people say, why do you do both? And, you know, sometimes you might be driving, you might be on the move, and the audio is right there for you. And I think, as you say, it's so important to hear it from different ways and hear it multiple times. And I think it's really the best way of getting that into your psyche, exactly as you say, so that it becomes almost second nature to you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the other thing I want to talk about is I think you call it the 7 obvious mistakes that business owners make. And so this is how you make a difference for business owners. And I want to go through these 7 obvious mistakes while we have time. And let's talk about this.
Sure. I mean, this really is addressing the problem. And this is about taking that wisdom that we learn from Obvious Adams and applying it to your life to accelerate your success. Mostly, of course, we're talking about business owners here and people who are in a marketing role, But you see that you don't, you could be a business owner without being a marketer, right? And so whether it's applying that or indeed engaging me to help you with it in person, what I've done is I've looked at the problem. And as we've said, we've got so many business owners, marketers, and entrepreneurs overcomplicating their message, wasting money, sort of working on things that they're overlooking things because they understand their offer, but their potential buyers don't get it. So the solution, as you say, is these seven elements. And these are the ways that I've really refined out of the hundreds of mistakes that I keep seeing from my business owner clients. This is what they're overlooking, and they're failing to be obvious to their market as a consequence. And, you know, I can take you through these. The first one is actually a failure to target. It's, you know, and the favorite one, the favorite way of doing this is to try to target everyone.
Right.
Have you seen that?
Yes, yes. And I've, you know, I'm sure that that this is again probably very common. I've seen it so much, Sam, and I'm sure that you have too. And you have good people who say, well, you know, my product or my service can help everyone. Yes, but you can't market to everyone. And a lot of people just don't understand that. It seems like it's one of the hardest hurdles to overcome.
Well, that's it, because it's very counterintuitive. It seems to make sense. Gosh, if I want to make more money in my business, maybe I should just tell more people. Well, actually, right. If you tell the right story to a targeted group of people, the ones who are most interested, then they're going to be much more willing to buy. You know, you can burn so much money so fast by going to an audience that's too wide. And, of course, most of those people are not going to be, you know, there's no product right that's for everyone. You know, it's something which is very, very important to do. And for almost every business that I work with, that's something by refining that target, by getting to know their target consumer so much better, creating avatars, really getting under the skin of that person so that they can actually create a message that that person already wants to hear. And that's really the
yes.
key to success.
I love it. I love it. Okay, failure to target. So what's number two?
Number two is poor naming of the brand or the poor naming of the product or the service. I'm actually working with one of my coaching clients tomorrow, and you know they've set up a name for their business. And then, do you know what? Because they're a tech startup, the world's moved on. And the name that they gave the business originally is no longer relevant. They're not even selling that anymore. And so we're having to move that on, and you really need to think so hard. When you start to establish a brand name, how do you get something which is going to endure and actually be instantly relevant and ideally inform what you do? So many brands don't do
Absolutely.
That.
You know what, and I want to tell you this quick story. So I'm in the mall, and I need a snack, and I don't want to eat a bunch of junk, so I figure, you know, there's got to be a grocery store nearby, right? And so I type into my phone fresh produce, and it says that there's a store just like, right around the corner from where I'm at. It's walking distance. I mean, it's just, you know, whatever it is, a few hundred feet. And so I walk over there, and sure enough, there's a store called Fresh Produce. And I walk in the store thinking I'm going to find fresh vegetables and fruits, and it's a woman's clothier. And I thought,
yeah,
I just
obvious.
Thought this is the funniest thing.
Yeah, that's
you
a
know,
good
talk
example.
About talk obvious. About poor naming.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes these things move on. And do you know what? If you're a big brand and you've been established for a long time, that doesn't matter so much because, you know, right. if we all associate that name with what you really do, no problem. No problem. I mean, what is a Coca-Cola, right? I mean, we're not sure what that
right.
is, but we exactly know what that product is and that brand, right? So that doesn't matter so much. But they've been around for 100 years and more. So the difference is if you're just starting out, give yourself a chance. You know, give yourself a chance of getting straight into the mind of your prospect so that when they do exactly what you've just said, and isn't that what everyone's doing these days, they search on their phone. And you
yeah.
need to be obvious. You know, make it clear so when someone makes that 100-meter walk, the 100-yard walk to the stop to that shop, that it makes sense when they get there. And the same with any online search. You've got to be so clear with that. So that's the idea number two. Avoid poor naming. Avoid confusing your consumer.
Okay, number three.
Number three, it's a lack of clarity or single-mindedness when you describe your key benefit. What is it that you do? And so often what we find is that people are confusing about, you know, they know what they do. And sometimes they say, oh, once I've got my brand, I can do this as well. And I can do this as well. And when a new person sort of comes along, a new prospect, they don't know what you do. So being absolutely crystal clear, and very often we see this in the form of a tagline that would just completely reinforce what it is that brand is about. So it's something that makes it so clear. And if you avoid that, if you miss out on the opportunity of being clear, you know, they perhaps don't understand what you're even selling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember when Apple came out with their MP3 player, the iPod, you know, and I think their tagline was a thousand songs in your pocket.
Do you know what? That's one of my favorite examples of it, because, and thank you for reminding me of that one, because it's exactly that. Because what they did was they didn't just put something, they didn't explain what an MP3 player was. They didn't say this is a digital music player, because at the time that still didn't mean anything. But for their target, a thousand songs in your pocket, that blew everyone's mind, right? And it's memorable even today. So they really, it's about step one as well. It's about that targeting. It's getting into the mind of the target consumer. What's important to them? And the thing was, you know, at the time we were all carrying around Discmans, right? You know, with multiple CDs. Do you remember those?
I remember.
So, you know, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, a thousand songs in your pocket, that just blew everyone's mind and it just cut straight through. And suddenly everyone was like, I want that. So, yeah, that was obvious marketing. Great example.
I love it. All right, Sam, we got time for one more out of the seven. We got one, two, three, and now what's number four?
Number four is not identifying a relevant point of difference to be first in the mind. So what is it you're not doing? And again, your example now is great. You know, if you were currently listening to 10, 11, or 14 tracks on a CD, being able to carry 1,000 songs was an amazing point of difference. For other brands, if they're in the food space, for example, it might be that they are sugar-free, because the anti-sugar trend, of course, is moving so fast and so far these days. Same with gluten. You know, so if you are gluten-free or sugar-free, that can make a big difference. And so being very clear about identifying that point of difference, what makes you different? And when we look at Coke, they did it with Coke Zero, and they've just made that very, very simple as a point of distinction.
I love it. Sam, next time we bring you on, let's go through the seven or at least finish the seven, but we may have to go all through seven of them to catch everybody up. But if you guys want to find out more about Sam and Obvious Marketing, you can go to obviousmarketing.com. When you go there, make sure you get the free book about Obvious Adams, yep, and it's a free book, and then you can reach out to Sam, and he'll connect you with the free audio, too. You know, that way you don't have to pay for it on Audible or iTunes or anything like that. And as always, Sam, it's good to have you on the show. Sam Waterfall, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Brett. Great to be here. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Good stuff there from Sam Waterfall. You know, just those four elements, failure to target, poor naming, lack of clarity of key benefits, and not identifying your differences. How do you set yourself apart? These are just so important, right? And these are just four out of the seven. Reach out to Sam and his team, and he'll get you the rest, not to mention the free book. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Caller Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Then let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we are back. You know, it's interesting. I was talking about goals at the top of the top of the show here. And I got a response, on our Facebook page. And this is from Adam asking about reading the goals every day. He thinks that's too much. Adam, my friend, I love you for commenting. Thank you so much. But you have to be really committed to your goals. If your goals don't inspire you and scare you and excite you all at the same time, come on. If you can't take a few minutes every day to read your goals, then maybe you need to check your goals. That's just my opinion, but it's worked for me. And I've had the pleasure of interviewing tens of thousands of very successful people, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tom Hopkins, Grant Cardone, Steve Forbes. And I've asked these guys about their goal setting, and all of these guys review their goals on a daily basis. So if it works for them, it may work for you, is all I'm saying. All right, my next guest, Lindsay Anderson. Lindsay is the founder and CEO of TrafficAndLeads.com. I love that name, TrafficAndLeads.com, that specializes in driving traffic, getting leads and the art of nurturing leads to become lifelong clients. The art of nurturing leads. I love that. OneClick Lindsay is a web strategy expert working with small business owners to help them utilize the web to produce more website traffic and leads. Lindsay Anderson, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on the show today. I loved the previous segment. That was some really powerful stuff. Loved it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's good to have you on the show. And I love this name, OneClick Lindsay. It's almost like something you'd find out of an old Western show, One Shot Lindsay, but this is One Click Lindsay. How did that name come about?
Yeah, it's the virtual proportion of that, I suppose. Well, so One Click Lindsay came about because, as you said in my intro, essentially, I specialize in being able to generate traffic and leads for clients, and an important part of that is getting people on your email list. And so if you create a powerful what we call a landing page, and you can get people to opt into your email list by making that one click, then you can make them lifelong clients. You can nurture them and keep them very, very close to you. So I was doing a job for a client. He was a chiropractor client of mine, and he was fairly nervous because he was spending a fair amount to try to get some more leads to his chiropractic office. And, you know, almost daily I'd be like, you just got to give me a second. You just got to give me a couple days. We got to make some changes to the landing page, make some changes to these Facebook ads. And once we get them to make that one click, then I promise you'll start getting clients. And I must have said that 25,000 times. So maybe 4 weeks into it, we got about 20 leads overnight. And he called me and he said, well, if it isn't One Click Lindsay. So I adopted the nickname. It's a lot more memorable than Lindsay Anderson, and there you have it.
Yep, I love it. You know what? I'm so glad that you talked about that experience, because a lot of people really, don't understand that it's not an overnight thing. You know, And here's what they don't understand. They're spoiled. And this is what I mean by this, Lindsay. I want to get your opinion on this. Back in the day, when your choices were running a TV ad, a radio ad, or a print ad, you know, you would run an ad, and sometimes you'd run that ad for 2 or 3 weeks before you realize, okay, it's not working, we have to change it. What a blessing that we live in a digital world where you and I can create an ad and see within a few hours or within a few days for sure, hey, it's not working, we have to adjust. Hey, it's not working, we have to adjust. And sometimes there's an adjustment period where you have to adjust it 4 or 5 or 10 times to get it right. And I'm so glad you talked about that experience with that chiropractor, because that's what it takes.
Yeah, I mean, I usually tell my clients, like, you're in for a month before you actually, like, we can nail down the funnel that we're trying to create. And as far as Facebook ads go, like, there's a lot of rumors, I'll call them, going around that, you know, you sit down at your computer and you put in $5 and you get $10 out of Facebook, which can absolutely work out, but you also have to put in a couple $100, $500, $1,000 to figure out what that perfect ad is to what audience it goes to. So there's plenty of work and plenty of money that goes in up front before you're actually, you know, dropping in $5 and getting $10 out of it.
Yeah. You know what? And I agree with you. I have worked with Facebook ads for a couple of years, and on average, it takes me at least 2 or 3 weeks to get an ad working correctly, firing on all cylinders, as they say. And you're right. There is a bunch of hype and myth by people out there telling you, oh, you know, it's, you just click here, you do this, and you're off and running, making money. And it's not true. It 99% of the time, it takes, like you said, upfront work, and you have to invest in the money. And I had an associate of mine, and he would say his parameters, and this is just his particular formula. I have adopted it for the most part. He says, whatever it is you're selling, you know, you're going to take 20% of that as your practice budget, as your experimental budget. And so if you're selling a $1,000 widget, you're going to take 200 of that, and just to get the ad working right before you start spending the money to, you know, really create the leads. And so I know that there's different formulas, right, like that, but, you know, I kind of like that. So if you're selling a $50 widget, then you're going to take $10 and play around with it. And the difference is a $10 sale and a $1,000 sale are going to go probably to different demographics. They have an easier, message to absorb. For example, if you're selling a $60 gourmet pizza, that's a different message than if you're selling a $10 Domino's special. You know,
oh, yeah.
And it's even a different market.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a fair – I like that equation. I think that's pretty fair. I would recommend it. And I think the problem with all of the myths going around about Facebook ads is it gets people really frustrated and thinking that it doesn't work when they just need to realize that everyone gets those, you know, $50 conversions. And then once you can analyze the data, you can get that bad boy down to $10 conversions, $5 conversions, and, you know, the ultimate $250, you know?
Right, right. And you know what? I'm not that concerned personally. You know, to me, it doesn't matter how much the lead costs. Yes, you want to get the lead as cheaply as possible. That is just the way it should be. But it's what your funnel is all about. So let's say it costs you $10 or $20 or $100 to get that lead in. What is that lead making for you? What's the lifetime value of that client? So it costs you $100 to get that client in, but over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, that client's going to give you $2,000. You're way ahead of the game. You know, and so,
I run some pay-per-click, which is a little bit off of the Facebook topic, but some Google pay-per-click ads for a prominent attorney in New York City, and he's just fine with paying $50 a click because we're about down to 1 to every 50 clicks actually will become a client of his, which is totally worth it because he's an attorney.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great example of, again, a different market, different demographics, and different numbers that come into it. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about generating some tips online or some, let me correct them, generating some leads online. What tips do you have for generating leads online?
Yeah, so first and foremost is you definitely need to have that irresistible offer on your website. So I talk to so many people and go to so many websites, and I'm kind of shocked that people, like, you have so many website visitors coming to your website every day, and most of those people aren't going to call you, most of those people aren't going to email you, but you need to try to get their email address so that you can keep in constant contact with them. So you need to offer them up something, which is the irresistible offer. So you've seen them before. There are these free reports or a free video series or a 10-day challenge or whatever it may be, whatever will entice that person to maybe give you their email address so you can continue to email market to them, so when they are ready to buy or they are ready to call you, then you're on top of their mind. And so it's so important for people today to start small businesses to start collecting emails. We all start at zero, start collecting emails, start asking your current clients if it's cool, if you put them on an email list and they can keep in constant update with what's going on or some cool tips about what you're doing. It's so vital, even for your current customer list. I experienced that personally. Web developers are, like, there's so many of them, but I keep my clientele extremely close because I know how to make their website powerful, but I also am emailing them once a week. They're not going anywhere because they constantly see my name in their inbox.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a great, great, what do you call it, system. And I want to talk about this irresistible offer because, so again, this is an area where people are confused. You know, a 10% offer or even a 20% offer may not be irresistible as people think it is. I see this all the time. Hey, I'm offering my new clients 10% off. That doesn't mean anything.
No.
So how about, you know, especially in a day where tons of free trials, there's all sorts of free stuff. And I've even seen a couple of companies who are giving physical products away for you to try them out for 30 days. So they'll give you the physical product, you get 30 days to try it out, and then they charge your credit card. That's an irresistible offer. And
yeah,
so
that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you're talking about an irresistible offer, you have to be creative and you have to think out of the box and you have to take a little bit of a risk. And, you know, the thing that I learned is this: if you're getting traffic to your website and it's not converting, then as much as I hate to tell you, the truth is you have an ugly offer. It's, you know, it's a repellent offer, right? It's a repelling offer because if you're doing the first thing right, you got traffic there, but people aren't signing up or people aren't looking past that first web page, then you have an ugly offer. You got to change it, and throwing more traffic at it isn't the answer. It's changing that offer.
Or also investigating where your traffic has come from, right? Like I can send traffic from, you know, the corners of the earth, and I can drive a lot of traffic to a website, but it's not going to be good traffic. So, you know, I'd rather have 10 qualified people visit my website than a million unqualified people. So that's also another part of the equation, which makes, you know, our job a little bit more tricky.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know what, and that is, I'm glad you brought that up. Back to making sure you have good target leads or good targeted traffic. It's so essential. You know, you mentioned email marketing to your clients, and I want to get your thoughts on this because, again, this is one of those rumors that you hear that email marketing is dead. I want to get your opinion on this.
Absolutely not. Email marketing is very alive. I see it with my hundreds of clients. And it's so important. In fact, Facebook marketing should lead to collecting emails always, so then you can start to email market to them because that's how you're actually going to get them to become a client of yours or to buy a product from you. It's very powerful, and yes, people are sick of being spammed and stuff like that. However, if you are straight up about what you're going to be sending them and they're interested and they want to hear from you, it is very, very, very powerful stuff. So start collecting those emails because email marketing is alive and well and very profitable.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And here's my thought on spam. You know, if you and this doesn't matter. It could be somebody that's on your list. It could be somebody who just opted in. It could be an absolute stranger. But if you send an email to, let's say, a car dealer owner, and your email says, I'm going to help you sell more cars, whether or not you have a relationship with that client, to me it's not spam because it's something that he should be interested. He is a dealership owner. He sells cars, and you're going to help him sell more cars. That, to me, is not spam. Now, on the other hand, let's say that this guy opted in because he's interested in selling more cars, but you're talking to him about something that's not relevant to what he really opted in for, which is selling more cars, even though he's gotten your permission for you to email him, if you're not sending the relevant information that he's looking for, that now becomes spam. Don't confuse your people. If they're opting in to get, you know, best recipes, you know, with what we call it for fat loss, make sure that's what they're getting versus something that, you know, so there's not a giant disconnect is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, otherwise you will see a gigantic drop in your or a gigantic rise in your unsubscribe rate. So you're absolutely right. You need to tell them what they're getting and make sure that you deliver. That's absolutely right. Along those same lines of spamming or collecting email addresses, I just had a client that I'm like, you've got to start collecting email addresses. We need to get a pop-up on your website because most of the people who opt in are going to come in on a pop-up. And he's pretty much like, that feels very sleazy to me. Like, that seems very pushy. Like, I'm not a pusher, and I just don't want to do it. I don't want to put pop-ups on my website. Him and I had a very, an eye-to-eye talk. Like, this is how you're going to make money doing internet marketing, and it is collecting emails. It is having pop-ups on your website. Like, this is why you see them is because they work. And there is a good way of doing it, and people don't view it as spam, like I said, if they've signed up to hear from you. It's not sleazy. It's the way it goes.
Right. It is not sleazy, and I'm glad you brought that up. Look, if you have a website and you're, quote, embarrassed, you're reluctant, you don't want to spam your people, you don't want to bother them, then you don't understand what you're in business for.
That's
Nobody
right.
is going to opt in. Am I right? Nobody's going to opt in because they're not interested. They're opting in specifically because they want their problem solved, and they're hoping that you could solve their problem. And so if you can solve their problem, you have an obligation to do so, period.
That's right. I love it. You're straight up, and that's absolutely right. So along those lines, you said, how do I get more traffic and leads to my website? It all comes down
yep.
to content. So it's very important that you are blogging, you're writing articles. For those that will do it, you've got to do video. Video is super powerful, and I recommend everyone get out your smartphone and record a video about your business. This will drive a lot of traffic. Google will love you. And when people come to your website and see all this awesome content and videos of you, it will increase your, like, more people will become your clients.
Gotcha. No, I love that. Video is such a thing now. And I love the fact that you said, look, just pull out your smartphone and take a video. And here's the thing, Lindsay, the first time I did a video, I was doing a one-minute video, and it took me half a day to do it. I kid you not, it took me like 5 or 6 hours to do it. And
I can see that.
And this is back in the day where, I had a video camera and a mic and all this other stuff, and it was more of a production than it is today. And it's such an amazing thing. It does sometimes put you on the spot a little bit, because I realized that I didn't know what I knew as well as I thought I knew it, if that makes sense. Bottom line is, if you cannot turn on a video camera and give somebody your 30-second elevator pitch or one or two benefits of working with you, then that's okay. It's just something for you to learn. You just have to be able to click, especially nowadays, because everybody carries around a video camera with them on their phone. You never know when somebody's going to ask you these questions. You might be at a seminar or a conference, and somebody might say, hey, Lindsay, I want to talk to you real quick about what you do. And all of a sudden, boom, it's a video, and they're talking to you about your business. You got to be ready.
Amen. Yeah, and not only that, when people come to your website, make sure you're personally giving them your elevator pitch right there on your website by putting a video out there.
Absolutely. Hey, real quick, we're almost out of time. I wanted to ask you this. What do you consider some of your best irresistible offers to get people to opt in?
Yeah, so my very favorite right now is an irresistible offer that offers them a course. So if you go to my website, you can see my course. It's 14 days to more traffic and leads. Every single day, I will send you a actionable item on what you can do that day, like 30 minutes or less, to start generating more traffic and leads to your website. By the end of the 14 days, your traffic and leads should have increased. Now, this is a very powerful type of opt-in, because now you've given me permission to email you 14 days in a row. With a regular email, if I emailed you every day for 14 days, you would absolutely unsubscribe. But in this one, we're getting to know each other. For 14 days, you're opening my emails. I'm giving you some amazing content. And throughout that content, I'm slowly selling my services, giving some testimonials, letting you know what I do. This is a very powerful type of opt-in that I highly recommend, that's working really well for my clients.
I love it. I love it. So you can go to trafficandleads.com. You can sign up for Lindsay's free course. Talk about a unresistible offer there. Just a fantastic offer. Irresistible indeed. So you get to sign up for a course that you could easily sell for a few hundred dollars. You're getting it for free. And at the same time, she's going to build a relationship with you, and you can see it, you know, firsthand how she does it, and then you can get, and then you can learn how to do it too. Lindsay Anderson, One Click Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping by. Looking forward to have you back again soon.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
All righty. Good stuff there from One Click Lindsay. I just love that name, how you can drive more traffic and get more opt-ins. That's really what it's all about. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back right after this.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Fro
and Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
It went through?
So cool.
This is so cool.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, it was nice.
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Cooler, Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we are back. My next guest, Dr. Neslin. Neslin is a beautifully aligned spiritual being with love, light, peace, and compassion, and harmony. Neslin is a power for good in the world. She's part of the I Am presence of all humanity, and she is a radiant energy. Neslin, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you. I am so excited. Thank you for this opportunity to share with you and your listeners. Awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glad to have you here. So let's talk about this. When I say that you are a spiritually aligned being, what does that mean?
It means that I am in service of divine light. I love humanity, and I am very conscious of the God presence within me and all beings, all human beings. Complete.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, you know what? And that's important. I think nowadays we need more of that than ever before. We have so many different things going on.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, people sometimes wonder, if there's any good left in the world. And I'm glad that you're out there putting out some good vibes, putting out some good light, and then reminding people that there is still good in the world. So let me ask you this. What motivates you as a leader?
Well, I am just so excited and motivated to be my best. And in doing so, to enable other leaders to be their best, I'm really driven by my purpose. I became very aware of the importance of purpose from the time I was a little girl, when my father said to me, live for something, have a purpose. And so therefore, I became quite clear about what is it that gives me joy, what is it that makes my heart sing. And I realized from age 12 that being part of the caring profession was going to be my purpose. And so I left Jamaica at age 19 and came to England, where I have had a tapestry of experience in the health service. And I know that I am now here to lead those with whom I work to their greatness, to really empower them to be conscious of their leadership abilities, to inspire them, and to lead with courage, authenticity, love, wisdom, in the consciousness of divine light and divine love. And so currently I have 6 books that I have written within the last 2 years, and one is called Authentic Choice, Be You, and others. Complete.
I love it. Authentic Choice, Be You. And let's talk about this. So, okay, so what is it that you do? I mean, if I was to hire you, what would you do for me, or what do you do for your clients?
You know, when you have a passion and a yearning deep inside you to be the very best that you are, when you want to actually leave a legacy and to create the space for others to be their best, that's what I do. I inspire leaders to be their best.
Gotcha, gotcha. You know, and I love this idea of live with a purpose, because I think a lot of us fail to do that. We start living with a purpose, or we start living for a purpose, and somewhere between high school and college, that purpose dies or gets lost, or we forget. And there's a lot of people out there who are miserable because they're not living their purpose. Do you agree or disagree?
I do agree. And one of my books is called Fly High, Land Safely, the definitive guide on career transition for executives. And, you know, within my role as a coach, I work with high-flying executives who money is not a problem. You know, they have had 20, 30 years of earning big bucks, and now some of them are in their 45s, 50, and they're saying, you know, I have a lot of life left, and I know that there's more meaning. You know, I want more joy. I want more meaning. How often have I heard that? I want more joy. I want more meaning. And so when I work with my clients, I really touch them to really dig deep into answering these questions for themselves. Who am I? To really, really open up their heart and listening to their inner guidance. Because you know something? All that you and I need to know is already within us. And if we would only be silent for a moment and click into our divine presence, you know who you are. You know what
right.
you are. And you know what matters most. And you know the legacy that you want to leave. So I am inspired to leave a legacy where I have made a positive contribution and support others to know that irrespective of personal circumstances, that they are spiritual beings having a human experience and that there's greatness within them. It doesn't matter if you were born into a family where your mother and your father wasn't married or there wasn't a lot of money. You know, when you recognize that divinity within you, you can open up and ask divine grace to bring the people, the circumstances, the possibilities, and the opportunities to you, and it happens. So we are more than the mass of body that we are. We are spiritual
yes.
beings born to be great.
I love it. I love it. I agree with you so wholeheartedly. I totally believe that we were all born to be successful, and we just got to figure out what that means. Back to what you were saying before about purposeful living. You know, not everybody needs to be like Donald Trump to be successful. You know, some people are going to be more like, Mother Teresa. I mean, she was a very successful lady doing what she loved to do, helping those less fortunate people there. I think it was India. And so she, through her love for humanity, through her leadership, she was very successful. And she got help from all of the leaders around the world. She was globally recognized. I mean, you know, the royal family talked about her quite a bit. You know, the presidents of the United States have talked about her. The prime ministers in England have talked about. You know, I don't know anybody who's not mentioned Mother Teresa, and it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with her example of love and service. So you just got to find what makes you, you know, what makes you happy, right? What is success for you? And everybody has that has a different formula. Let me ask you this. Fear is one of those things that stops a lot of people from living their purpose. Do you have any tips or recommendations for getting past your fears?
Absolutely. Because, you know, the well-known quote that says that fear is just false evidence appearing real. So when someone says to me that they fear, I say, great. It means that you really care about it. So I teach people to speak to the fear. You know, the fear is saying, this is important. Oftentimes the fear is actually saying, this is important, and I don't want you to fail. So therefore, when the fear comes up, I acknowledge the fear. And I said, okay, you are here to give me information. Why have you come? What is important? What is it you want me to know, to understand, and to care about? And it's amazing when you begin to dial with the fear. You know, you're dialoguing with the fear.
Yes. You know what? It's amazing. You know, when you start looking at fear like that, I think, that's a great way of looking at it. Now, you know, you mentioned that you created, you've written 7 books. And one of the books, just to let people know, is The Beacon Leadership Technique.
Yes,
this is the book on building effective relationships. Yes.
Yes, that's one. And another one is From the Impossible to Possible.
The Impossible to Possible. And I love that, From the Impossible to Possible. How many times have we seen somebody do the impossible, right? I mean, from the extremely good to the extremely bad, we've seen people do the impossible. Another one is, it looks like Cash 1,000 in 24 Hours from the Internet, The Ultimate Guide. So you've done everything from a spiritual to leadership to business building. You have it all, and it's wonderful to have you on the show, and I look forward to have you back again.
Absolutely perfect. I love it. I thank you so much. I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it as well. And if people want to find out more about Dr. Neslin, they can go to neslin.com. That's NESLYN.com. You can find out her books at Amazon or wherever good books are sold. Dr. Neslin, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're wonderful. And thank you to you and your listeners. Thank you so
Alrighty.
Much. Lots of
good stuff there from Dr. Neslin, and I love her energy. I love her attitude. It's so good to have people like that helping us create a better planet. As always, remember, you were created.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.